Welcome to episode 5, part 2 of the Luciferian Research Society podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Crow, and in this episode, we're going to be giving an update on the upcoming International Left-Hand Path Convention of 2012. Let me tell you all about the convention. Since the last episode, a lot of details have been determined, so I can give you a lot bigger picture about what's going to actually happen at the convention. So first off, it's going to be from August 3rd, which is a Friday, until August 5th, the Sunday of 2012. It's going to be held in Toronto. Now, the reason why I wanted to organize this convention was, well, for one thing, I just felt like that it was about time for something like this to happen. Now, it's not just for people who adhere to the left-hand path, but I kind of wanted to showcase some of the darker aspects of the occult. I think that mainstream society is starting to get a little bit more receptive to this type of material. So I wanted to put it under the banner of the left-hand path, and also that's just simply what I'm the most passionate about. So there are a lot of people involved in this show, and not all of them are left-hand path people, but they at least have something of interest to those on the left-hand path. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's about getting a lot of people from the community. Actually, several communities in Toronto are coming together to put on this convention. And I just wanted to get together a lot of different people and have them cooperating on projects. And so this is one way of encouraging that type of cooperation among different sects of occultism, branches of magical practice and theory, even just performers who do a kind of a darker kind of act. So getting all these people together and putting them all into one big weekend full of events, I think that it's a good thing for the community, and it can showcase to the world what Toronto has to show, and that we do have a community that is able to get together and put something like this on. Now, there are other people from outside of Canada that are participating in the show as well, coming in from the United States, I'm not too sure if any other countries are being represented in this particular convention, but we want this to be an annual thing. And one thing I'd like to see is different host cities around the world hosting the convention. So that would be nice as well. Now let's get into some of the specifics. So all of these events are happening on Queen Street West, within a relatively short distance of one another. The first event, which is starting on Friday evening, Friday, August the 3rd, is being held at the Great Hall. This is a very beautiful venue. It has a lot of floor space and a great stage, a beautiful building. And there we're having the big kickoff event. It will be a night of entertainment. It's called the Black Magic Burlesque and Cabaret. So we've got a bunch of burlesque dances that are going to be performed. We have some members of the Canadian Burlesque Hall of Fame actually participating in this. So we've got our three headliners are Tanya Cheeks, Chaos Divine, and Fiona Flaunted. So they'll each be doing two dances. We have a few other dancers as well. We're going to have 13 spooky spectacles, I like to call it. 13 burlesque performances. Some of the other performers are Mitzi Cream, Meryl Trouble, Eve of Destruction, Dew Lily will be performing as well, as a few others that we'll reveal later, or you can go to the website to check out who. And on top of that, we have two mentalist demonstrations by Mysterion, the PhD of ESP, and Dr. Robert Ain. So on Saturday, August the 4th, we're having the reception for the Lightbringers Art Show at Gallery 1313, again on Queen Street West. Now, the actual art will be exhibited between July 25th, that's the first day, until August 5th. And you can go in and see the art during regular business hours of the gallery and see the art. But on August the 4th, the Saturday, that's a ticketed event. That's the reception. And now some of the artists that are showing work at this event are Lucero. She's actually curating the art show. And we also have Rose Marinus, John Nobrega, Sins, Chris Kakiel, Tasha Maneri, Fox Zoft, Jennifer Humphreys, Jubal Brown, Cala D'Onofrio. We have even more, but you're going to have to check out the website to find out the rest. But we've got a lot of great dark occult themed art. Actually, all of this art, although we call it dark art, it's about the light that comes from the dark. So a lot of these are very light. You might be surprised, thinking that if you know anything about the left-hand path, you might want to come and visit and see if we may challenge your perceptions on what the left-hand path is. A lot of it is very light, so at the Lightbringers Art Show reception on the Saturday, this is the ticketed event. We're going to be having some guest speakers, and we're even having a live performance by Sins, one of the artists that's showing art at the gallery. And we're going to have some other surprises for you as well. You might want to check out the website to find out what those are. And that'll go until around 9 or 9:30. And after the reception, we're going to the Rhino Pub. I've already reserved some spots there for an after party. And they've got a great selection of beers. And it's reasonably priced and it's quite nice. So we're going to go to the Rhino afterwards if you'd like to join us. The final event of the convention will be August 5th, the Sunday. Now this will be held at the Gladstone Hotel Ballroom. And the first part of it will be more like a conventional convention type situation. There's going to be vendors, tables, guest speakers, but we're also going to have a few extra interesting things, like there is a dramatic ritual planned for the event, and also we're going to have a panel discussion with some of the speakers from that had spoke on the Saturday and the Sunday. We'll have a chance to discuss some of their differing opinions on some of the same questions. After the panel discussion, we're going to be having a musical performances. And the entire day is actually called Evolutionary Occultism in the New Aeon. So all of the talks are kind of geared toward how are things going in the future? Where are we going from here? learning from the past, but also innovating for the future and how things have been changing, and even the concept of that there is a new Aeon, and that it's kind of a revolutionary awakening of the mind, you might say. A lot of different cultures have been talking about this, and a lot of them do seem to converge around this time period. So a lot of the talks over the whole weekend will actually be focused on evolutionary occultism and the new Aeon. So that's the theme of that event. For the concert itself, we're going to have some interesting acts. Scott Martin has said he is going to be doing a spoken word piece that should be very interesting. Scott Martin is a Luciferian. He's been doing Luciferian work here in Toronto for quite a long time. Pleasure the Priestess be doing some music, a couple new songs, a couple of old songs. We have Darren White. Darren White is putting together a new project, and he'll be debuting some of his songs that he's written at the convention. We also have Watered Down, Michael Scott project, and this is a very interesting musical act. And I'm not going to reveal the headliner right now, but you might want to check in, find out who that's going to be. Tickets for each day of the weekend of events are $20 in advance or $25 at the door. If you're interested in attending all 3 days of events, you can purchase a weekend pass for $50, and that's in advance as well. Now, if you're interested in buying tickets for the Black Magic Burlesque and Cabaret at the Great Hall on Friday, August the 3rd, you can go to blackmagicburlesque.eventbrite.ca. That's blackmagicburlesque.eventbrite.ca. If you're interested in getting tickets for the Lightbringers Art Show reception at Gallery 1313 on Saturday, August the 4th, you can go to bringersoflight.eventbrite.ca. That's bringersoflight.eventbrite.ca. And for tickets to the Evolutionary Occultism in the New Aeon, the convention and concert at the Gladstone Hotel Ballroom on Sunday, August the 5th, you can go to lhpconvention.eventbrite.ca. Now, all of these events are listed on the main website for the convention, and that is lhpconvention.org. Now, more and more material is going to be added to this site as we get closer and closer to the event, and we reveal more and more material. There's each of the artists for the Saturday show is being interviewed, and we're going to be putting up video of that. All kinds of details. This is where you go. Now, if you're interested in purchasing one of these weekend passes, or if you're interested in being one of the vendors at the Gladstone Hotel Ballroom on the Sunday event, you can contact me at leftyshow2012@gmail.com. That's leftyshow2012@gmail.com. So that's the end of this episode. I'm Jeremy Crow. I hope to see you at the event. And if you're interested in getting more information on what happened at the show, we're going to have a highlight episode So hit that subscribe button.